Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today, I'll tell you, I've met a lot of people over the last 4 years, but no one has been a better friend or more loyal or talked me off the ledge more times than my guest today. He is the original Patriot Street Fighter, and I'm honored to welcome back my friend Scott McKay. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Mel Kay, the reason I talked you off the ledge, because you were in my space. I needed somewhere to jump. So I was like, getting you out of there.
It's been a journey, and we've had so many great experiences together in real life. I mean, one of the best, most fun times I've ever had is joining the Patriot Street Fighter Tour. We're going to get into it. We're going to be on the road again together, which I cannot wait. But let's tell the audience a little bit about what you've been doing. They know a lot of people ask me all the time, are you and Scott McKay still friends? And I always say, always. I don't even know if I could have made it close to this far without Scott McKay in my corner. So tell me a little bit about what you've been doing.
Well, first of all, I mean, to become your friend, I had to get through with Rob first, because when we first met, I remember you were sitting at the table in Las Vegas. Rob was there, and Rob was sitting beside me. So we spent like the next 2 hours, I think, just he and I sitting there talking our heads off. I didn't even actually officially meet you that night. You're right. Sitting right across the table. But I guess Rob figured, hey, he's okay, Mel. We can bring him into our circle. So he was vetting me, I think.
How lucky I was. That was at Trump International almost four years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Can you believe that shit? It's four. No, 3 years ago, 2021. Yeah, it was like February 2021. Yeah. So I'm still doing the same Tourette syndrome shit back then with all these injuries. Just drive me nuts all day. But yeah, so it's hard to believe 3 years have gone by since that. And, you know, we've been doing the same thing. I mean, I obviously shifted gears a little bit from the early days and started doing my daily analysis and following the minutiae of everything. 30 years of that shit just completely bored me after that. I'm like, there's so many good people out there that are doing this. I'm like, why do I have to do it? So I'm like, okay, we're going to go build an army. Because if people are doing nothing, like they're getting all this information, they're getting upset about this stuff that's happened in the world. But if nobody does anything, then we're screwed anyway. So that's what we've done with Patriot Street Fighter. Just continue to build that army. Tactical Civics became a big player in that a year ago, and we've rocketed that like a nuclear missile around the country. And when myself and Bill Ogden ignited this thing, and then Ann Vandersteel jumped in probably 3 or 4 months later after she got a 30-minute wind tunnel conversation from me on the phone one day. She's like, man, Lynn, let's go. And that gave us another big boost.
Cool.
So that's kind of what we've been doing.
Let's tell the audience what Tactical Civics is and how it empowers the people and what you've been doing going all around the country, telling people, you know, that they actually are still, you know, they have still authority and ability to change this country from the inside out.
Yeah, you know, I saw this, I read this compendium in summer of 2020, and it's called Tactical Civics by David Zuniga. And I read this, I downloaded it, or had the document PDF, and I'm reading it. And I thought, holy cow, this is brilliant stuff. And I thought, what a way to regain the power back in the hands of the people. So I did a radio show on it without even, I think I read the first 12 pages and it was enough. So I did a radio show. I did one later on again. I needed some material. So I went through this again. And it just stuck with me. And then I found a way to get to David Zuniga, brought him on once. It was uneventful. But the second time that I brought him on, I was on Roundtable with Nino and Jaco. Yeah. And Nino popped in. He goes, hey, is David Zuniga coming on today? I'm like, no. He goes, oh, shoot. I think he was supposed to be on my show with me right now. And I said, well, there's my unruly little brother, Nino. So I grabbed my phone. I texted Zuniga. He pops in. I sent him a link. I said, hey, what are you doing? He pops in, stole the show. And the lights went off right there, because a friend of mine, Clearfield County, PA, Bill Ogden, he's a retired school teacher, farmer, good old boy, called me up. He's like, we've talked the same way for decades. And he was so fired up. He downloaded the book for free on that site, The Great We Say, went to tacticalcivics.com. He signed up like $5 to smash the red button to become a member. So he downloaded the book, The Great We Set. That's all it took. So when he called me a day and a half later, he was on fire. I said, LFG, this is what we're going to do. We made Clearfield County the number one chapter in within 2 months. PA became the number one state. And it was like literally 2 months after we started this thing, I was back in PA. I had my bus back there. I said, look, I'll be coming back in town, parking my sister's. How about if you get it, the gathering locally there of the people that are now part of Tactical Civics? So they got a place up in, I wouldn't say in the mountains, but it's outside of town in PA where we grew up.
Right.
And it's called Stone Mountain Lodge. It's this beautiful lodge with this huge pavilion overlooking a lake. It's where they have real nice weddings, but you got to go back through the woods like a little ways to get there. So here comes Cinderella rolling through the freaking woods. I could see like hunters and animals, like, what in the hell are we being invaded by? Right. It's the craziest thing. But it had a huge turnaround, and it had, so when I pull in there, you won't believe this. This is a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in this, and there was 125 people under that pavilion at the, in these chairs on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. from 11 counties across Pennsylvania and four states.
Wow.
And of course, they had it live streaming. And of course, I'm raining a shitstorm down during that live stream because we're getting this message out. So from that point in time, here's what happened. They've done about 17 years of research to get a handle on how we lost it and where we can regain our control as a population. And for 4 years prior to that, they were trying to get this thing going. In 4 years out of 3,143 counties, they had 150 counties with a chapter, and they had about 500 people. Since then, a year ago, now today, there's over 1,800 counties with chapters and 8,000 people. So this thing has just exploded. And the reason is because I help what's been helped. What's helped me to understand this is getting back to the Constitution, the framework of our control, where people control their own destiny in this republic, is the county, the constitutional county grand jury. That is the end all. That body has more power than the Supreme Court Justice of the United States. And it also is a duty requirement of the grand jury to certify a standing militia. And I'm not talking about the 3%ers up in Montana trying to kill John and Beth Dutton. I'm talking about the people that have been certified by their local magistrate with their patch, their khakis, their polo shirt, their sidearm. Because when a grand jury among the people convenes itself, it needs an enforcement arm. It needs somebody to serve a warrant, indictment, whatever. And if now, and I, here's the reason why this is important, and I'll stop here. People get all freaked out about the militia. Cut the bullshit. If you're going to let these three-letter agencies come up with it, we want to replace it with peace officer, somebody said. I said, okay, you know how that's going to become a woke word? I don't care what word you use. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to bastardize it. I'm not backing up one inch, not one millimeter on what the Constitution says. If people want to freak out and run from that shit, you don't belong here. You give one inch, one millimeter, these people run the table. That's how they stole America. We have to look at the Constitution. This is what the founders put in place. There was no other architecture back then. This is what they built, whereby the people had the responsibility to govern their affairs in their communities and counties.
Right.
So with all of that being said, here's why I see this after 34 years of doing what I've been doing, right, why I've seen nothing else and why I've vested everything in Patriot Street Fighter. And this is this reason, primarily this, since 1871, since everything's been corporatized, since we have corporations now masquerading as government, corporations masquerading as courts, corporations masquerading as law enforcement. The problem with all this is this: if we put everybody back in power whose elections were stolen, et cetera, et cetera, we're still going to lose. Here's why. Because once you are seated inside of a corporation, you now have a fiduciary responsibility to who?
Corporation.
The corporation.
Right.
Not the people. We can never win there. We have to take back our country by taking back our counties, not battling at federal or the state house level, right, in the county. Because, and here's where I'll ice this cake, because they want to put forward, when they get one half of 1% of all counties in a country to have a chapter, to put forth requests and presentments to those local bodies to create an ordinance where they can form their grand jury when necessary. Now, the reason we need them is this: the corporation's not going to police itself. The governor or the local person's not going to serve an indictment on the congressman or whatever. Getting back to the Constitution, in this framework, if a politician puts forth any legislation, supports it, sponsors it, whatever, that is outside the 17 enumerated powers given them by the Constitution. It's an act of treason. A grand jury is convened. They do their investigation. They have their presentments, and then they can indict. And that's how we put these criminals in jail. We don't have to get control of Congress and state houses. We get control of the counties. If you see one county have the template and have it done, it'll sweep the nation county by county so fast, we'll be shocked. Because right. None of these scumbag politicians can get past the veil of right. every... Look, it's like being tried by a jury of your peers. Who the hell's tried by a jury of their peers? They're tried in front of people they've never met or never seen. At the county level, where everything happens, your character counts in this country to the founding fathers. That is first and foremost, your peers know you. If you've been a scumbag in your life and now they're showing evidence, they're very likely going to weigh in the fact that you're a scumbag with this evidence for an indictment or a conviction. If you have been a person of upstanding moral character your whole life and somebody's now accused you of this, that's going to weigh heavily in your favor. That's why a jury of your peers is critical. Everything at the county level, somebody running for office, if they're a scumbag, they're not going to make it to the school board or whatever, city council. If they do, and they're misbehaving, it's really simple. Because you can convene a constitutional county grand jury for any reason, for no reason, as often as you want, anytime you want. That's called oversight. Oversight. Yep. So therefore, the people in the county are now going to be forced to behave like good citizens of the county. If they don't, the repercussions are from the political side, you're going to be removed from the school board. You'll right. never make it past the city council. And if you can't do the job at the county level, do you think you're going to raise to the next level of the state house? Because they're all going to want to do it. Every single politician that wins an office for anything, once they get a taste of that flavor, they always want more. They want to the next level. It's just the way it is. This is the only way, in my opinion, that we can get the country back. And everybody who's come after me for 4 years and the last 30 to get involved in their organizations, because what they're doing will save the country, save the republic. I say the same thing. I say, well, I love what you're doing. Don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. What you're doing is untested and it's unproven, and we're out of time. We're beyond out of time.
Yeah.
There's only one thing that I know that did work and does work. And you got to look backwards 250 years. It's right there in the Constitution, the Constitutional County Grand Jury. So since we focused on that, obviously it's become a big playmaker. And I'm not saying it's the only solution out there, but I can say this, I've never seen anything turn into a juggernaut overnight like this thing has. And yeah. Of course, they're very excited and happy about that. And so are we, because mainly the people are coming together. You right. join,
exactly.
Mash the red button. And, right. and now somebody reaches out to you. Hey, I saw you joined the chapter here in this county.
Yeah.
You go gather with the people. Guess what? Like all the reawaken events and all the things that you and I have done together, what is the most significant factor? People coming together, exchanging numbers. They want their country back. So now they want to know each other, and now they want to work together and do something about it. So
yeah, that's why I love it. And I have to say, like, even for me, a big part, I have a book coming out. The whole point is that you have to get together with people in real life, exchange energy and exchange ideas and build a bond and fellowship. Because as we both know, part of the grand plan of what I call the parent company running the United States of America is that we do not unite, that we do not speak to each other, that we are divided, and they keep dividing us and dividing us, and people keep falling into the trap. Anyone that's stuck on the cesspool that is the social media, they think that's where it starts and stops for most people. And that is not true. You and I, especially from the Patriot Street Fighter Tour, which we are having an event coming up, we're going to tell people about in a minute. But there is something very different about activating yourself. And as you and I know, once you do that and you're in the environment of other people that are like-minded, that want solutions, that want to save the country, are willing to put their, you know, like you said, on a Wednesday night at 7 p.m., people probably just work, they're doing their thing, they're taking care of their lives, but they're also taking the duty that is instilled in us as the people, as we've been told, we have to be vigilant, we have to be active citizens. Civic duty isn't a choice. The only way to control an out of control government is by getting involved. So let me ask you a little bit about What are the main things that you're seeing when you're going around the country and you're talking to people? What's the temperature out there for the people that you talk to, the people that are getting involved? Are they feeling that more positive? Because the demoralization campaign, especially with the lawfare against Trump, that's really against us. That's to make us say, forget it, surrender, we give up, just take the country and we'll do whatever you want. And that's not good. So are you seeing people being energized and pumped up everywhere you go?
You know, I think there's a split out there. I think the people who have the convictions that we have, that there are forces at work here and abroad globally to eliminate this global structure, this hegemony that's oppressed humanity forever.
Yeah.
Those people are the ones that they're looking for the indicators that progress is being made. And so they're the ones that are hanging in there. The ones that do not understand these things are not fully vested in that idea. Some are, some aren't. I personally am, mainly because after decades of doing what I've done, right, I've watched this geopolitical chessboard move for a couple of generations now, basically. Right. And I've seen the board moving, especially when Trump came to power. It has never moved this way, ever, ever, ever. Right. That's why I know things are changing. So, and something's driving it, and it isn't anything small, because you can't make massive changes globally, nation to nation, overnight. It takes, it's like the U.S. Senate. It's a dying dog that barely breathes, right?
Yeah.
So, the ones who are getting, you know, a little irritated or whatever, and I get it, like, believe me, 30 years before people were waking up, I'm like, Jesus H. Christ, we're going to lose all these people, going to sleep till we're over the cliff. Right. Well, I have hope now, because boom, people finally got it. But the thing of it is those people who want, they keep saying this, you know, I just want this thing done. I just want it done. It's not about getting it done. It's about getting it right. We have no other chance if we do not get it right this time. They've tried a couple of times and it failed.
Yeah.
This time it has to be done right, so it never comes back. And those people that have that about them, that wavering, the wavering sentiments they do, I just say the same thing. It took us 100 years to get this bad. You want to end it all in a couple of years? There's going to be a cleaning that's going on for years to come. But there's going to be drastic changes that happen quickly when they finally bring this thing down. It is dying. The people I'm talking to, my sources, I don't like to say I've got intel, but they are sources who are part of this many year process to get us to a place where we can have the banking power stripped and have a fair system worldwide. And I'm talking to these people and they're telling me, look, it's already done. It was all done in 2017. It was all tied off, all done. It's just now basically getting control of certain controls that, while they're getting control of these things, yes, there are people that are engaged in active battles and combat, and special operations are moving all over the world, and people have to be eliminated. And you know, there's cyber theft, and every time something's set up, it's a constant battle to basically kill off this dying animal. And that's what we have to understand, because if you make moves that are too quickly, well, you and I both know they're on their way out the door. And their last move is to scorch the earth, because to them, right, it's yet more victory. It is one more massive dark energy, low frequency distribution over the planet and into their souls that they suck up like oxygen. They win every move. Even on their way out the door, they're going to try to scorch the earth to get one more breath of darkness. And that's what our side has to mitigate to the greatest degree, because otherwise they pull the trigger, they destroy an entire nation's water supply if they want.
They don't care. And people have to understand that, you know, I my show, my audience obviously knows who I believe they are. They are very specific. They don't hide it. But one thing that people do not want to pay attention to, as far as I can see, is that this is the hard part, I think, this time, rather than in World War II or in Mao's China or in Bolshevik Revolution, is that what we're dealing with, I call them the Fourth Reich, or the parent company that runs the planet or thinks they run the planet. You know, this would be all the tentacles of the UN, Davos, the Rockefeller, Gates, you know, globalist billionaire oligarchy. Obviously, the international banking cartel, the players in our country are very obvious, with Fink being running BlackRock and also being on the board of the World Economic Forum and the Council of Foreign Relations and in bed with China. So what we are looking at, though, I think on a global scale, is a group of people that have no allegiance to any nation. They have no allegiance to any flag, to any people, to any religion, to any anything. They earn it like 1984 describes the state. It's power for power's sake. And it's all about consolidating everything. So as they started, and you know, I'm of the belief that both Bushes, Clinton, Obama, Biden, all in the global governance plan, all started with Agenda 21. I mean, way before that, but that's when they finally announced to the world, like, okay, that you know, one world government that George H.W. Bush announced, we're going to take it to the next level. But now with Agenda 2030, it's on all their websites. And the first thing it says, Scott, is, nation states no longer work. Global problems require global solutions. Therefore, we need global governance. Agenda 2030 and their 17 goals is the future for the world, basically, whether you like it or not. Again, these people have no authority. They are not elected. They are not of the people. And frankly, the more of us that die, the better to them, because I think that they're behind every war, everything going on planet Earth is being funded by these people on both sides. And like you said, they're like dangerous animals right now because they're backed in a corner. Everyone sees them. The plandemic backfired on them, as far as I'm concerned, with the awakening of it all. But we have to also be very vigilant that, you know, this is the time when and you and I've talked about the cognitive warfare. You talk about it a lot. But NATO has a whole document. I sent it to you. I've shared it with people. It's on my website, on my opposition playbooks, on my resource page. A lot of them have disappeared from the internet because now they're trying to hide all the info that they put out themselves. It can't be a conspiracy theory, Scott, if they're saying it. But frankly, you know, at this point, they're using our brains as weapons against each other. And too many people don't see that they are being massively manipulated psychologically from all sides. And until you see it, you can't fight it. Once you see the propaganda, the manipulation, the mind war, back to Colonel Aquino, then you can actually start to fight. But when you are still being victimized by this abusive, you know, blob that is above all of our country, this is supranational above all of us, you are somewhat, unable to take action. So what do you think about the cognitive warfare and where we are in that, and the way awakening of people against this mind control, basically on a massive scale?
I think that's our biggest battle, honestly. And that's one of the reasons why, certainly we have, we'll talk about the event here before we end the show, of course, but in the event coming up in Ohio, Kathy O'Brien, a person I absolutely adore, and I know you do too. She is the hidden gem, I think, in all of this, because she understands. I mean, think about having been awakened from a dream spell of what her life was since she was a baby, incestual abuse, multi-generational satanic ritual abuse, all of it, right on up through being sold into the military programs for weaponization. As a sex slave, an espionage agent, clear up to the White House, dealing with presidents, all that kind of stuff. And then being rescued by Mark Phillips by seeing that this beautiful 30-year-old woman who was basically they'd snap a fingers like born identity.
Yeah, she was like a robot. Yeah.
Robot, boom, whatever triggered, boom, they're now, their compartmentalized brain goes to work doing what they do as a sex weapon, as a, you know, an information carrier. Yep. So she was awakened from that dream spell, obviously by his work. And through the course of that time, she became extremely astute and understanding from the inside of what it takes to break through that. That's why we're bringing her in, because as the Patriot Preparedness Symposium is all about up there, is to prepare people in ways for what's to come. We know what's coming at us. We know, I've been told by multiple sources who have sort of a larger oversight of what's going on than I do. Both have said over the next 7 months, shit's going to change like we can't imagine. There's going to be so much happening in the next 7 months. And I don't think it's just about the election and Trump or them stopping it or whatever. It's about this transition, good and bad. I think that's going to be, outside of the things that can be very challenging and somewhat scary, you know, if the food supply chains that they've wrecked really hit hard, if, you know, there's power issues, if they have internet shutdowns, if they have false flags, all these things are going to cause terror and fear.
Right.
And I think with Kathy's position is that she can help us navigate that. So what I want her to talk about up there is, here's what's coming, and this is how you prepare for this psychologically. Understand X, Y, Z. Here's how to look at this. Here's how you protect yourself. So I think this is our biggest battle to come. I think we're going to see a number of patriots actually waver, because look, panic changes everything. It's like Mike Tyson says, everybody's got a game plan until you get punched in the face. And that's kind of the way it is, including me, right?
So, yeah, me too.
All this stuff we have to think about, like the simple things, like what if all of a sudden, truly, that the markets go bare? We saw what happened, right? Just with toilet paper and all this stuff.
Oh, right.
Right? People panicked. And they can't find toilet paper, right? I mean, I remember going into Aldi, Mel, when all this stuff happened, it's like there are just piles of people gathered around the egg section, right, at the market, or the beef. I'm like, you guys don't eat protein. You never eat protein. You guys eat nothing but carbs. Look at you, for Christ's sakes.
Right.
You're taking everything I've ever eaten, right? And so when I'd go in there, it was great, because back then it first broke out. I'm the only one in all of Dallas, in the whole city. Everywhere I went, no mask, right? And then, they're stripping all the food away. I just walk in and get in the crowd and start going, they scatter like fucking rats. And I'd be like, great, grab my shit. And I'll over to the counter, I go, pay, go away. But it was just crazy watching this happen.
Yeah.
But it happens. Needless to say, it happens. So what do you do? Well, I don't have a big budget for Patriot supply of food for the next 6 months or 6 weeks or whatever. But I sure as hell can go to Costco or somewhere and buy a 30-pound bag of rice, three or four, for no cost at all. Right. I can buy a couple of these gallon jugs of coconut oil like I buy. I mean, you need energy or food or, you know, something like that. Guess what? You can clean your guns with it. You can put it in your coffee and have all the energy you need to survive. There's all these things that you can do. So those are going to be some of the kind of fun things we talk about when we're up there. But I think the biggest battle is going to be people keeping their shit together.
Yeah, me too. And another thing that you and I have always talked about, which is that we do have to decide what we want for our futures. The election of 2024 is not the end. Frankly, to me, it's the beginning. And it's the beginning, hopefully, of the people taking back power the way that you're talking about, county by county, state by state, moving Roe versus Wade back to the states with the 10th Amendment as it should have is one thing. I believe everything should move back to the states that is not enumerated in the Constitution as the federal government. I frankly believe that 85% of what is going on in D.C. is unconstitutional to begin with. We certainly don't have anything in the Constitution about a Department of Education, a Department of Energy, a Department of Transportation. All of that needs to go back to the states. And it's very surprising to me. First of all, you know history better than most people. They would never have signed on to be part of the United States if the states thought they were losing their power over the central government. So the federal government has turned everything upside down. I frankly, there's multiple things. I think we should have lobbying should be totally illegal. No NGO should get 1 cent, including in grants from taxpayer money. Every senator and congressperson should live in the state that elected them, not in D.C. I mean, there's so many things.
I got to throw this at you now that you brought that up. One, there's a list of 17 things that Tactical Civics has to bring back to the county levels. And one of the things, and once you get the people in these positions of power, which can happen quickly with this methodology, getting back to the Constitution, is this. The first thing they want to put forward is the Bring Congress Home Act. And these people are going to go there and they're going to vote
100%. It would be such a game changer. And then don't forget that the 5 richest counties in America surround D.C., which is a travesty. It's absolutely disgusting. And you and I had done a show maybe 2 years ago talking about how much money these people were making during COVID. and nobody was even sounding the alarm. You look at the, you look at how much they're worth. Even AOC, I'm seeing, is worth about $12 million. I mean, it is so outrageous what we are dealing with as the American people are being fleeced. We just had a tax day. And I know most people I know were saying, you know, how can we pay taxes when they're sending all our money overseas? We got a wide open border. I know you've been outspoken about the border, but as we, you talked about very early on, I will say this about you. You said this isn't a border problem. The whole country has, it's the whole country's problem. And then now, in fact, it is. It has over the 2 years become the whole country's problem. So in Tactical Civics and what you're working on, do they address the illegal issue? And now the 12 million, I think that's a low number, that have been fed it all over the country. And of course, are now, as I told everyone 5 months ago when I was in New York City, somebody came up to me, told me they had some information, sent me some stuff and said in March, April, they're organizing when the ceasefire now dies down, because all these uprisings, including BLM and all of them, are all funded by the same globalist billionaires running the controlled demolition of America. They said they're going to have a uprising, demand citizenship. And I saw it start this week. And the girl that originally had told me in New York that was like all around Roosevelt Hotel and was watching these NGOs organizing this said March, April, she just sent me a text. Here we go. What are your thoughts on that?
As far as the immigration, I don't think we have an immigration problem. We have a politician problem. That's the problem. These scumbags have known for generations what they were doing. So look, the immigrants that come here, yes, there are some that are here for nefarious reasons. Quite honestly, these people are being used like cannon fodder. Also, 100%. Look, I said this about the southern border. And people make judgment on the Hispanics that come here. And I see them in Los Angeles like you do. Some of them stand on street corners, busting their ass, holding flowers, holding oranges and hot sun, selling shit. They're trying to do something. And then you have some that suck off the system. But here's the thing. If you turn the tables and you adopt the same corrupt system, well, I guess we have it, the Mexican corrupt system here now. But if we switched roles here and America was Mexico, Mexico was America, there wouldn't be a white person that wouldn't try to get over that border to get in there and create a life for themselves and send money back home, right? They're totally stuck and screwed. So that's not a problem of the people. It's a problem of the scumbag politicians, because the massive amount of resources and oil in Mexico exceeds most countries on the planet, but yet they're this poor because of the political system and the politicians, i.e. the scumbags. That's why I branded the political demographic or the class in this country as the scumbag class, because every problem we have on this planet is at the behest of the scumbag politicians because of their character. But here's the thing about when jumping back to the states. Okay.
Yeah.
When you have the Bring Congress Home Act, here's what it means. These assholes have proven to all of us, they don't need to be in Satan's lair banging somebody else's wife and using the government credit cards we pay for to go to the best dinners in Georgetown every night. They don't need to be there. We've shown that. They can do it all remotely by Zoom. So now if the local congressman is having lunch at Serena's Pizza in Phillipsburg, you're like, hey, congressman, isn't that guy that I saw on Fox News, the CEO of Pfizer? What are you guys talking about today, right? Or, you know, hey, Congressman Johnson, isn't that Bob Willis's wife you're there? It's like 11:30 at night. What are you guys doing out here this late? Right. Under the watchful eye of the constituents. Now, here's how we make this happen faster is they want to put forth another one to ratify the very first amendment of the Constitution. It never was ratified. The very first one never ratified because Connecticut failed to vote. And that is that Washington insisted that there would be no more than 50,000 people in a congressional district. Now think this thing through.
Yeah.
Today, if we could bring that back and actually ratify it, that means that now we would have to swear in every 2 years, 6,800 congressmen. And you'd likely have to do it in a football stadium. And you're no way in hell going to pay for all that in Washington, D.C. to build another 40 Capitol buildings. You're going to make their asses sit at home and stay at home. Now, you want to find out what people want to serve their country? Let's see who wants to run for Congress when they can't get out of Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania, Redneckville, USA, where I grew up, right?
Right.
There's where you're stuck. Your ass is planted in your office under the watchful eye of your people. So immigration problem, not a problem. Politician problem, right? Yeah. Every problem, politician problem. Now, how do we deal with it? Well, the fact of the matter is to calm people's nerves a little bit, what I've been told is that the person that said this to me, I hope I don't violate confidence, but he just said, you have no idea how many military operators are all through the country in plain clothes.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah. And I want to also say, for what you're saying, which is very important, is that they are using these people as weapons. It is part of the strategy. It's been the long game strategy to, so I want people to understand that what you said is really interesting about what if it was reversed and we had the cartels and the corruption and everything here, which it's getting there, obviously, and wouldn't people here want to go there, you know, and they do, honestly, at this point. But we have to understand that there's a bigger picture here, and you talk about it a lot. This international banking cartel, I call them, all the way up to the BIS. They basically, the IMF has been, we've discussed it many times, but basically these countries that these people are coming from have been completely captured. So we have to also understand that this whole lie of the UN of developing nations that have been developing the entire time to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars given to developing nations that never develop. And then they go in, the NED or the CIA and their operatives and all, you know, of course, with the Five Eyes, and they put in puppet governments. They run color revolutions. They do all this. You know, the problem is also that those nations should be thriving. Those nations all over Africa, all over South America, they should have unlimited energy and clean water and vegetation and farming. They're, the only reason that that is not happening everywhere in the world, that people don't need to come elsewhere, is because of the system that they created to keep the world dependent and desperate and always trying to solve things, when we know that there's plenty of money that everywhere on planet Earth should be thriving equally. And that has been a game. It's a lie and it's a game. So a lot of the people coming here are from nations that, like you said, have ample natural resources that have been stolen from them, have the people's elections stolen from them, fake governments put in that align with the international banking cartel and the octopus of global control, I call the UN tentacles. If they don't side with them, they're getting rid of them. They're throwing them over, like what happened in Ukraine in 2014. So the bigger issue here is the global fraud on all the people that has kept our world at endless war, always trying to solve poverty when there should be zero poverty. So, you know, it's global on that level. And I think people have to understand the model. It's like, I don't know if you ever read, but I always recommend Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. And you read that and you say, oh my God, the only reason that the world is the way it is because of this banking class that is above all of our governments. We are right now in $34 trillion worth of debt. We have geopolitical chaos everywhere. The central bank digital currency is looming. The BRICS nations have expanded beyond Saudi Arabia and continue to expand. And all I know is that many experts keep telling me that gold and silver is the best way to hedge against inflation and to protect your savings going forward. Did you know you can convert your 401k and IRA into physical gold and silver today? It can be shipped direct to your door or stored in a secure location. So go to our partners page at themelkayshow.com, fill out the form, and someone from Beverly Hills Precious Metals will get in touch with you right away to help you figure out the best course for you and your family ahead. Stay secure, stay safe, and prepare now.
The idea that those who control the banking power and control the resources, they control not just the banking power, they control the resources with this invisible money, with this fiat money.
Right.
And again, unfortunately, it all comes back to the scumbag class, Woodrow Wilson and his cronies. Oh, yeah. And the corporation of 1871 inception of that. It always comes back to these scumbag politicians, because they will take the money, they'll take the privilege, they'll take access every time. So It always astonished me. Here's the thing. I remember back in the 90s, whenever you had this poverty in Africa, and I remember how the African nations, we wanted to send like 17 million tons of corn or grain, and they refused it. And their people are starving. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people? That shows you what scumbag their politicians are. Well, yeah. The reason that they didn't want this stuff is because they knew that we were sending them non-nutrient dense food because of all the GMO stuff that was taking place back then. They refused it because you feed that kind of food to starving people, it'll kill them, right? Because it just so well as their stomach and it does no good for them and it taxes their system. So I used to think these are just corrupt governments. It's not. It's that they're battling this hegemony that is a military wing of their trifecta, and that's Washington, D.C., using their weapons of war, which aren't just bullets, they're everything, food,
sanctions, water, financial sanctions as weapons of war.
All of it. Yeah, it's they bend them to their will. And, you know, how do you take it down? Well, obviously, we can see that's underway. They've lost a lot of their power because you and I would be dead by now saying the things that we say. They would just kill people like us, right? Here we are still breathing.
True.
You know, and people always think you're so brave saying all this stuff. I'm like, not really. They're in a death spiral. I'll come out here rabbit punching like crazy.
Right.
if they were full power, I'd probably keep my mouth shut. But it did look at the end of the day, Mel, the resources on this planet, they have built in us this mentality of scarcity.
Right.
And this isn't a planet of scarcity. God created a planet of abundance. This planet can produce everything that 500x of what is on this planet can sustain it. And the thing of it is they have either destroyed resources or they hoard them. Look at the gold, for Christ's sake. There's enough gold and wealth on this planet that every human could live the lifestyle of a modern day millionaire in America, which is a pretty decent lifestyle. Everybody could live this way. But they hoarded it.
Yeah.
They hid it underground bunkers.
Everything. All the reason. Also energy, all of it. And they don't allow nations to develop. These loans by the IMF that then end up, they know they can't pay them. That happened to us too. But, you know, this whole model is breaking apart. And I think we just really have to understand also, you've been very vocal about the depopulation agenda. People have to understand the depopulation agenda. And for me, I point to the Rockefellers. I think we weren't supposed to have an aristocracy. They're at the top in America, but they are that. They're the supra class. They call themselves that, you know? So David Rockefeller made whole speeches about how the moneyed banking super class, have to run the country because that auto-determination of those people is certainly not going to work. I mean, that's back before he paid for the UN and the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the IPCC. But what people also need to really understand and feel some righteous indignation about is the depopulation model is about control. It's about Hunger Games. It's about they're in Pan Am, this multinational, I call them the public-private partnership parent company. And they look at all of us as there's just too many of them to control, which is why they want global governance. They want us all on this track and trace surveillance. Obviously, 30 of Biden's executive orders align with the Agenda 2030 17 development goals, which require all of us to have a global ID, to all be on this track and trace surveillance, the CBDC, the World Health Organization, all this stuff. We have to enter into that willingly. And the American people, I believe, you know, Trump always says they're not after me, they're after you, I'm in the way. And I keep saying, no, they're not after America, they're after the world, and America is in the way. And America has to realize we are the last stand for everyone. And right now, if we walk blindly, God forbid they pull off the 2024, people have to understand, Agenda 2030 is 5 years from them. Obama signed on into it in 2015. Obviously, the 21 came out of the Rio conference with the Clintons. So then 5 more years, Agenda 2030, there is no more America, Constitution, Bill of Rights, all of that. We are a global cog in a wheel. So the election coming up is not about Trump or Biden. It is about, do you fully understand if they get us to accept this idea that we are global citizens and we all need a global ID to be on a global blockchain and ledger, which the technology was in some of those 30 executive orders that sociopath dropped on his first day because Trump veered away from Agenda 2030. They pulled it right back. But if the American people don't step up now, especially with the track and trace surveillance and the data mining and all of that, no American right now is free as far as I'm concerned with the blob that is surveilling us. But if they get us on that blockchain, getting off will be nearly impossible. And I believe that if they keep the White House, you're not going to be able to function in the United States of America unless you go on to that global digital ID system. And I think people have to understand how dire that would be for this country.
Yeah, it's just a matter of basically handing out handcuffs to everybody. Just hand them out right now. Put handcuffs on, because that's what it is now. You're going to do what they say. you're such a massive disadvantage. And that's why people have to look at this for what it is. It is, it's their end game. It's their last hurrah. Yep. Look, look, we are resilient. We've shown that humanity is resilient. They've been trying to destroy us for hundreds and thousands of years. Everything that they've done has been trying to wipe us out. Yet here we are. Right. And the great thing is now is that the people have woken up. They've woken up worldwide. There's always hope, because I've said this to folks. Listen, has there ever been a time in civilized history where there's one concept that's being uttered by peoples, hundreds of millions, if not a billion, all across the world? They're talking about what? The Great Awakening. Yeah. Those words are being spoken all over the world. True. Simultaneously among the peoples of this planet. And what does that mean? That means the veil has been pierced. That means that now people have this consciousness of what the planet has become, and they're not willing to accept it anymore. Yeah. Yes, from the inside of the United States, it looks like a completely captured operation, because we still have a population dialed into the mainstream media.
Right.
If you want to follow the real news for the last 30 years, go to Europe. Look, read RT, Duran, read things that are outside of the country, because they look inside here and they're like, what the hell are they saying? None of that stuff those news channels are saying is true, because they can see us from a distance. They're outside the window looking at the whole thing. We're in the inside. We can't see the truth because we don't visit other parts of the world with our minds by looking at different publications, because we think that this is just the only place to think about on the planet, unfortunately. But I always have hope. I never lost hope. I've always been at ease. I've been at peace. My soul has never been nervous or uncertain about any of this. We are going to win this thing. The question is, who survives it? Number one, how long does this have to last? The people who sit on their ass and do absolutely nothing and complain because nothing's happening. Well, this is not about, it's not about getting control of the country, the world resources. This is about making a spiritual transcendental leap in this realm that we're heading into. Some are going to be left behind. They're not going to, it's like the timeline splitting. Somebody said to me recently, said, look, that turning point happened last September. Wherever you were as an individual, as a person, as a soul, if you decided you're going to, if you're welded into this 3D matrix, that's kind of the timeline you're going to be riding for the rest of your life. Those who had moved beyond that and were focused on what's important, allowing, you know, I'm in a situation right now where my choice is, do I want to fight it out for this matrix money, this matrix whatever, or just want to say, you know what, if I get to deal with this, good luck. It's all yours. I'm focused on a higher nature and a higher order, which is where I want my life to be going. Yeah. This is the real battle, is people understanding this isn't a battle for control resource of the planet. We are shifting from 3D to 5D. And some people who want to stay with this and still fight over this, that's kind of what your life is going to be for the rest of it. And those of us like you who are looking at the higher nature and order of things, I'm excited by this disruption. Yeah. Without this disruption, we have nothing but a breathing satanic machine that's going to keep consuming humans. Well, it's disruptive because we're bringing the thing down. It's coming apart.
Oh, yeah. Well, we wouldn't be going through this if it wasn't. And it is a massive awakening and it cannot be denied. I frankly believe that most probably 20% left of center, 20% right of center are basically in the same place. They think that the entire machine is corrupt to the core, that the people are not even considered. I frankly believe the parent company running America controls the entire intel blob that came out of the unconstitutional Patriot Act that should be repealed. And then we got the lawfare demons, the multinational lawyers and the Ivy League or poison Ivy League lawyers that are all manipulating all of us while we have a government that's fully captured. The three branches are total. They're working for the corporation. And the public-private partnership stakeholders. And we're all sitting here as if there's nothing we can do. And that's why I love what you're doing. Tactical Civics, tell people how to learn about that. I think people would be very interested to go to the website and learn about it. I know Anne just went, I think you were there too. Anne just went to Chicago. She said that it was like, a huge, huge, there was lots of people there. Everyone was riled up. People are really, really getting involved. And she's met you all over the country. So she says everywhere that you guys go, it's like people feel like finally, thank God, there's not only a group of people and somewhere to go, but there's structure and organization, which is what much of what we've been doing, you and me, for the last 3 years is going around the country. There's one here, there's one there, there's a group there. But the organization is the exciting part of what you guys are doing. So tell people how to find that. Then we're going to get into the big news, which is that I'm joining the Patriot Street Fighter again on tour. So we'll get into that in a minute. I can't wait. And with your favorite people, folks, people always ask me what happened to you and David and Nino you and Nino and Scott and all you guys. I go, nothing. We've all been doing our own thing, but we're going to unite again. So we hope you all come, but tell people first, before we go there, how to find out about Tactical Civics and get involved in what you're doing on that front.
Yeah, Tactical Civics is easy. Go to tacticalcivics.com, watch a video. If it moves you, smash the red button, pay your $5 and join your chapter. And then download their books for free. You can get them on Amazon if you want, but download them. Read The Great We Set. By the time you're done, you'll be like, holy crap, this is real. We really do have this power. They did make it this way. And then the light goes on. And then engage. You have to engage.
Yeah. And it takes on an energy of its own. Let's be honest. When we show up, I love the Patriot Street Fighter tour because those are the people that they roar with excitement. They're so into it. And you've been blessed to have such a great audience. So I am super excited. We've been trying for 2 years, but there's been so much going on and we are going to all be meeting up with the Patriot Street Fighter tour in Ohio. So tell everyone about what to expect, who's involved. A lot of great folks I missed for a very long time. I'm going to give big hugs to. We hope you all come. So go ahead.
Yeah, we'll put out. Can I do a screen share here? I'll pull up the flyer and throw up the names of everybody who's here. Let me see if I can bring that up.
There you go.
So here we got. We got this is going to be it's a beautiful 300 acre plus horse farm in Croton, Ohio. It's a little bit just about 25-30 minutes northeast of Columbus. But this place is spectacular. It looks like they raise Kentucky Derby horses here. In fact, they do. They got $1 million quarter horses, world champions. And
this property is absolutely spectacular.
Wait till you see. Yeah, I'm going to show you one or two pictures of that place. But so we got Dr. Sandros Michaels coming out, the inventor of the EE technology. Colonel Brian CRC has the Paratus Group. They teach home defense strategy. So if something's going to happen in your neighborhood or your house, it's how to defend. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Basheen Baker, she's got a organic ranch up in Michigan. They're going to be speaking on these things of how to use what they know to prepare for tough times. Dr. Brian Artis, Ann Vandersteel, Sasha Stone, Kathy Bryan, Bill Ogden from Tactical Civics, Mike Jaco, Tom Renz, SG and on, and of course, the notable worldwide Mel Kay. If you want to come to this, folks, by the way, just go to patriotstreetfighter.com or you can scan that code. It'll take you to the website. The tickets, the general admission tickets are $75. We had somebody donate money to buy them down to $50.
Oh, wow.
So we have
nice.
200 tickets left, or maybe 180 tickets left, or 173 tickets left at the $50 general admission price.
Right.
So the event is Friday night and Saturday, the 10th and 11th. The Friday night is a VIP ticket. That's $295. You understand why when you make it to this place, because when you see these pictures of what it looks like.
It's like a gala, it's unbelievable.
It's a spectacular venue. It costs a lot of money, but I felt it was worth it. So we could have, we're taking the Patriot movement uptown because this place is incredible. But so Friday night, we've got an incredible dinner. We've got entertainment coming in, Brady Bull's coming in, Nashville recording artists. So we're going to have that kind of fun and entertainment. You're going to get to hang out with all the speakers and it's limited to just 100 people. So if you want to grab one of those tickets, you can go to patriotstreetfighter.com and then just click on the flyer that you see there. And when you do, it'll take you right to the page. By the way, the hotel that's listed there now, the room block prices, they're going to, I guess, expire this Friday. So if you do want to come, make sure you jump on there and get your tickets get your rooms, because I think this price is going to go up. We're working on other hotels as well. Right. So jump on that if you can. I'm going to show you really quickly. Stop that share. I'm going to start another one quickly so you just get.
I want people to understand that all of us are going on our own dime because we love the people that come out to these events. Scott has a great audience. I have an amazing audience. This is also in an area in Ohio that is relatively, you know, 2-3 hours from major metropolitan areas in multiple states. And, you know, me and Renz and artists and Jaco and everyone, we love meeting people in person. That is the most fun you can have. And let me tell you something, that's a very, very fair price for these speakers and this event. I can't even believe that. So everyone should know that this is a real opportunity to be around some of the best energy you're going to find out there. Every single person that's speaking has a different topic that they hone in on. So it's also going to be very educational, very motivational. Everyone's always asking me what they can do. Well, one thing you can do is take that 2 days and come invest it in, you know, upping your game going forward. Because between now and the election, there's no time to waste. And this is a super, super incredible group of people that will hand you tools to make you go back home and be like the Paul Revere and the leader in your community. Every community needs leaders and heroes right now, and everyone can be one. And this is the great way to get your messaging, get your focus, all of that. I'm very, very excited about this, as you can tell.
It's going to be a lot of fun. When you see this place, here's a picture of what it looks like from the outside. This is considered the riding arena, and they have this thing converted. This here is the it's a bar over in the corner. There'll be a cash bar on Friday night, so we'll have a little bit of fun. Multiple stories. That's looking outside. This here is a it's another bar area right there that looks out to the outside of the building. That's a nighttime. This is what the property looks like.
Wow, nice.
Their place. This is a very high-end weddings they have. This is multiple stories.
Yeah, it's
so it is a really, it's a, this is what the inside looks. It's not set up or decorated, but it's a huge, huge place.
Yeah.
So that being said, do come out. It is going to be, it's not going to be the last hurrah, but it's a symposium that had to have utility value. Like, what can people take away? When the shit hits the fan, like, what do I do? That's the ideas that are going to come from these people. The vendors that are going to be there, same thing. They'll be able to talk about, look, you need to understand hydroponics, Dr. Machine Baker, Sherry Tenpenny, medical bug out bag, all these things that they can utilize or you can utilize to prepare for this rough hit we're going to go through this year. So I really appreciate coming. It's going to be great to see you guys again, you and Rob.
Well, we love you and we've missed you a lot. And I mean, I have to tell people there's been nobody that has been more loyal and supportive of me than you. And you know that I called you a couple times when I got hit real hard about 6-7 months ago, and there was nobody that could have talked me off the ledge like you did. And I'm so grateful. But I have to tell you, nothing is more fun, folks, than a stop on the Patriot Street Fighter Tour. And I don't know if you were there when we did this and Scott did it 2 years ago, but we have been anxiously waiting for another opportunity, and it is a blast. It is so much fun. And I just say it's May. It's time to get ready. The summer going into the election, it's going to be all kinds of chaos. Get ready now. Pump yourself up. Scott does the music and the fun. And there's like interaction and hugs, and you'll meet people. So I don't care what state you're in, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, any of these places, you can drive down and from anywhere and just enjoy yourselves. It's a great celebration of all that is good, in my opinion. And Scott McKay, tell everyone where they can find you. You've switched up your schedule a little. You have a lot of other things going on now that you're doing, tactical civics, but also you're doing a lot with healing. If you don't know Scott's story, that he absolutely should not be alive times three and continues to keep coming back, but for the grace of God, you do have to check out the Patriot Street Fighter for yourself. But go ahead and tell everyone where to find you and follow you.
You can find me, obviously, at patriotstreetfighter.com. The easiest way to get to the Rumble channel is psfrumble.com, PSF for Patriot Street Fighter. All those Street Fighters, one word. I got to say that for trademark reasons. But psfrumble.com, you can see all our work there. But everything else, go to patriotstreetfighter.com. And Mel, it's great to see you coming up here in a couple of weeks, you and Rob. It's always a highlight when I see you guys. So
me too. It's been too long. Yes. Well, keep up the great work. You are one of the most energetic, never say die. You're going to step up no matter what is going on in your world. When you are needed, you show up, you speak up, you stand up. You are a beacon of light and hope out there for millions of people. And I'm very grateful to have had you today. So everyone, please go to PatriotStreetFighter.com and also join us in Ohio. That is going to be an amazing event. Me, Ann, Renz, artists, Tenpenny, all these awesome people. You're going to love the time there. So I hope you'll come. Thank you so much, Scott McKay. I'll see you in Ohio in May.
Much love to you and all of you who come. Hope to see you. And I'm going to go get a haircut.
Oh, thank you, sir. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Much love. Thanks, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Great news, guys. We've been beta testing with my founding members, the Mel Kay Show, live on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And it is going incredibly well. We have a community that we all connect. We can share information. Questions are asked of me, of other people. We share back and forth. This is really a place to go on Sunday nights. Get ready for the week, share what's working, what's not working, how we can make things better, how we can align with each other. Wherever you are in the country, there's many things you can do. So we've added Locals now. So on Locals, you can also join us on Sunday nights, or you can join members.themelkayshowlive.com. The members at MelKayShowLive.com is a community for you. That continues 24/7, 7 days a week. We put up many different things there, ideas, documentaries that are great. People tell what they're doing in their local community. They can reach out to other people all over the country. It's kind of has a cool Facebook vibe, but it's really about community, fellowship, helping each other, organizing, all of that. You can also just join Locals and join us on Sunday nights where you can ask questions, interact with me. I'm going to have on some of my best guests. It's an incredible platform. It's just getting started. It's totally secure. And please join us Sundays at 7 p.m. Locals or members.themelkayshowlive.com. I will see you there. This is so much fun and I'm so grateful. And now we have a totally secure community where we can all interact while we are fighting this battle for freedom and our future. See you there. Know that there are more than 60,000 known chemicals in tap water, and the EPA only tests for 91 of them? This is why we're so grateful that we partnered with Healthy Hydration. They offer whole home water filtration, shower filters, under-the-counter pre-filters, molecular hydrogen water machines, hydrogen water bottles, and so much more for a healthier home and family. So go to themelkayshow.com and click on our partners page and check out Healthy Hydration and everything they have in store for your health and wellness today.